Kieran, welcome to Derry City. Was it a hard decision?
No, not at all. It was a very simple decision. There was no real thought process went with it. The job offer came in and we accepted.
Your last game with Larne was here in the Brandywine where you're starting a new job. You couldn't predict that, could you?
No, listen, there was a lot of firsts at Larne, which was great, and I was very proud and privileged to manage Larne Football Club. Great football club, great people, and I think I'm going from one great football club to another. I think a much bigger scale, a much bigger challenge. But I've no doubt that the fans will come out, they'll get behind us. Hopefully, they'll see the work that we'll put into this football club on a daily basis, and the lengths that we're prepared to go to try and bring success here. I'm not going to stand and make any false promises apart from hard work, and hopefully we can deliver.
Of course, when you went into Larne, you built it from the roots up, youth system. Is that something that you want to bring here to the Brandywine?
Yeah, 100%. As much as we want to try and bring success on the field, we also want to try and build a bit of a legacy. Thankfully, we were able to do that over a 7.5-year period, and we're hoping and praying that it doesn't take that long to do the same here. We've learned probably the hard way. We've made mistakes, and as I say, we hope we can build them same structures at the Brandywine.
Of course, you're saying big fan structure here. It's a football mad city. We had 2,500 season ticket holders here last year. You'll be hoping for more of the same, and maybe more of them. They come through the gates now, coming at the start of the season. More sales and season tickets.
Yeah, 100%. Listen, the success of any football club doesn't lie with the manager. It lies with the people of the city. And the one thing that we hope these fans will see is that everybody that's connected with the club and everybody that crosses that white line will give 100%. Anybody that doesn't won't be part of what we're doing.
Of course, when the board sat down with you to chat to you, what did they say to you to sell the club to you, or was it an easy sell to you?
There was no sale. I didn't need sold Derry City Football Club. I've been here on many occasions. I know the history of the club, and I know how much it means to the people of Derry City. So that alone, it was something that we wanted to do from minute one.
Of course, you're coming in, there's a few players now out of contract. Have you had a chance, even though you're only taken under the post today, but have you had a chance over the last couple of days to maybe speak to those players that's out of contract?
No, nothing as of yet. Today's first day. I also had to be very respectful of Larne Football Club, and we had a game last night, so my concentration had to try and lie there as best it could. Today's a new chapter, and what we have to do now is we have to go and try and get those players to buy into what we want to do and where we want to go.
And finally, for me, what do you feel now that you can bring now to Derry City Football Club?
I think that people like Rory Higgins and all the managers before, they need commended for the work that they've done. My job is to come in with a clean slate, and as I say, the one big thing that we'll not accept is anything less than 100%.